Pregnancy is supposed to be a magical time for mothers and their families, but it can also be scary, and the coronavirus is making it more so. Health News Florida's Delina Miller talked to pregnant women and healthcare professionals about how the pandemic is changing the experience.
More than 40,000 people have tested positive for the coronavirus in Florida. Many have died, but amid the sickness and uncertainty, life goes on and new life begins. That's Robin Odegaard's baby. She's 37 weeks pregnant.
Becoming a mom for the first time is this incredible, magical, scary, life-changing experience, right? In and of itself, there's a lot of feelings of confusion, love, isolation, loneliness, fear, but love, right? Around becoming a mother. And then just throw it into a pandemic.
Odegaard had imagined this pregnancy for years. And then the shelter-at-home order started. The first time her husband was supposed to hear the baby's heartbeat, he wasn't allowed to be at her appointment. Clinics and hospitals are limiting how many people are in the building. She recorded it on her phone.
I feel bad for him because he missed out on that and there's nothing he could do. I think he felt helpless in that moment. It broke my heart.
And when Odegaard found out she had gestational diabetes, she was devastated her husband couldn't be at the next appointment to help her process it. So the diabetes specialist made it happen another way.
She said, you know, we're going to do this appointment outside. It's a beautiful day. So we went into a courtyard at Tampa General Hospital and sat and had an hour-long gestational diabetes educational consult on a park bench.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, it's not yet known if pregnant people are more likely to be seriously ill with COVID-19. But pregnant people do have higher risk of severe illness with other viral respiratory infections, such as the flu. Dr. Judette Lewis is an obstetrician at Tampa General Hospital. She says hospitals are adjusting their protocols often.
We're literally making it up as we go along, trying to use the best information that we have. And that's very scary for us and certainly very scary for the patients.
Cleaning has been ramped up. Healthcare providers are wearing more personal protective equipment, although sometimes that equipment is reused because of shortages. Pregnant women are often given separate entrances from other patients. Some appointments prior to birth have been moved to a telehealth format. And everyone who is admitted to TGH, including pregnant people, are tested for the coronavirus. HCA hospitals are testing everyone too. Still, some mothers are worried and they're switching last minute to birth centers or opting for in-home births. Dr. Rayut Bardak delivers babies at the Medical Center of Trinity in Pasco County. She says hospitals are still safe places to give birth.
There is no scenario where I would say that I feel like a patient is safer at home than in a hospital, including during this pandemic.
The CDC says mother-to-child transmission of coronavirus during pregnancy is unlikely. But after birth, a newborn is susceptible to person-to-person spread. The virus has not been detected in amniotic fluid or breast milk, and new mothers are encouraged to breastfeed after washing their hands and breasts and while wearing a mask. Corey Lynn Duarte is a certified midwife at Labor of Love Birth Center in Lutz. Her biggest concern for mothers is their mental health. She says depression was already an issue in the pre-pandemic world, and social isolation will exacerbate it.
It takes a village to raise a baby, and in those first days and weeks, in the fourth trimester, if you don't have the support, the statistics are so much higher that you'll suffer from postpartum depression.
She hopes people take advantage of Facebook support groups and online therapy. Robin Odegaard, whose baby's heartbeat we heard earlier, is already planning ways to confront the baby blues with a virtual meet and greet after her baby is born next month.
We'll just have to tell our baby, hey, this was a weird time. We did this. We laughed, we had fun with our family, but we did it over the internet.
Odegaard says she already grieved for the loss of her expectations about what pregnancy should be like. Now she's making time to feel gratitude for the technology that allows her to feel a little closer to her friends and loved ones inside the safety of her home. For Health News Florida, I'm Delina Miller.